Hello everybody and welcome back to BSBC's News. My name is Liam and on today's episode we'll talk about the Asian New Year. More precisely, we'll take a look at the Chinese population's habit on this special day, the celebration, and also take a look at their culinary habits. But also we'll examine more in detail what happens on this day. To start with, New Year celebration in Asia is not the same as in Europe. It happens on the 10th of February every year. And this year, they celebrate the Lunar Year of the Dragon. As you may know, each year the country celebrates a specific animal or creature. For example, last year it was the Year of the Rabbit. In order to be as precise as possible and share with you the most of the country's culture, one member of our crew is currently in Macau this Saturday. Macau is an autonomous region in the south of China, which celebrates the New Year as well as the rest of China. And one of our crew members is going to meet a local so that we can understand the way the celebration occurs. Hi Clément, do you hear us?
Yes, I do. Hi! Everyone is celebrating the New Year here. I see bright colors and lights everywhere. It's magnificent! I'm currently with Wan, our special host of the day, who agreed to explain everything she knows about this day since she was born here. We are currently in one of the main streets of the region, and there is a Golden Dragon Parade. So Wan, tell us, how could you enlighten us on this celebration?
Hello, I have to say first that it is a pleasure to answer your questions. I'm very proud of my country and especially of this celebration. Chinese New Year, also known as Lunar New Year, or Spring's Festival, is China's most important festival. It is also the most important celebration for families and includes a week of official public holiday. You don't have that in France, right?
No, we don't. But we would like to, actually. This year, we only had a day after the New Year. But an entire week of celebration would be definitely amazing. And the celebration here seems better.
It is. I really love this celebration. Most of the time, people ask about what we eat on this special day. You know, our cuisine is one of the most ancient and one of the most delicate cuisines all around the world. And there exist various gastronomies. Well, the dishes are not the same all across Asian countries, of course, but even in China, the typical foods also tend to be different. For example, in the north, people eat raviolis, and in the south of the country, people eat noodles or sticky rice. However, many Chinese people eat fish on this special day. Fun fact, saying fish in Chinese is very close to the Chinese way of saying prosperity. People also eat raviolis because their shape reminds them of gold ingots. They embody a form of hope for the future.
It seems to be a very positive celebration. It is like a new start for people, if I get it right. It seems to be a national, but also a familiar celebration.
Absolutely, it is liked by elders, adults, and especially youngsters. They are quite impatient to leave this moment of the year because they are given ongbao, some red envelopes in which there is an amount of money from their families. It is supposed to give them luck for the new year.
What a great way to start the year. Well, thank you, Wan, and we wish you a happy new year of the dragon.
Thank you, Clément. You too, there is a hongbao for you.
Aw, thank you. Liam, do you want one too?
I'd love to. Thank you, Wan, for your time and attention, and thank you, Clément, for going all the way to China. I hope you're enjoying your stay.
I sure am.
Like Wan said, Chinese New Year, as we call it in Europe, isn't only celebrated in Asia. In Paris, for example, in its 13th district, more than 200,000 people attend the parade every year. In general, it's millions of people who come back to China in order to see their families for this event. The Chinese New Year is also known as the largest annual human migration, which, when you think about it, is quite logical. If you only take into account the Chinese population, it represents more than 1.5 billion people. Many of them move from the big cities to the countryside in order to see their close ones. Well, I think that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast and we'll look forward to your feedback. Thanks again to Clément and Wan for their clarifications. And it was BBC's News. Stay tuned.